News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Mumbai police, which is investigating the alleged suicide of actor Sushant Singh Rajput, is probing both personal and financial angles to ascertain the reason behind the actor taking the extreme step. According to the police, the actor was undergoing treatment for depression over the last 5 to 6 months in a private hospital. The body has been sent for autopsy. Prima facie, it is a case of suicide. We have not found a suicide note yet. We are questioning his friends and family members. Autopsy reports are awaited, said a senior police officer. The police is also in touch with the doctor the actor had been visiting for depression to find out what may have triggered this move. The actor was found hanging in a 7th-floor apartment in Bandra's Carter Road in Mumbai on Sunday morning. There were two cooks, a housemaid and an art designer friend in Sushant's house when the incident happened. The actor, who had woken up early, had called for juice from his cook, and after having that he went back to his bedroom at around 10 a.m. and locked himself up to take rest. The cooks tried knocking the door a couple of times an hour later, after which they grew suspicious when even loud thuds didn't wake Sushant up. His friend rang Sushant's phone, which went unanswered, after which they called Sushant's sister Neetu, who asked them to call a locksmith. Once the locksmith arrived, the door was opened post 12 p.m. and they found him hanging by the fan using his kurta. He was immediately pulled down. Police and doctors were immediately called, after which he was declared dead. We have not found anything suspicious in the house, so we are not suspecting any foul play. Investigations are underway. No suicide note has been found, said Abhishek Trimukhe, DCP Zone 9. Sushant had made a call to one of his actor friends at midnight, but he could not receive the call. We are trying to understand if he was going through some financial distress or some trouble on the professional or personal front. This will be ascertained once we question people close to him. We are questioning his sisters, other family members and friends, said an officer. The police have currently ruled out any connection of this incident with his former manager's death that happened a few days ago. We don't have any evidence to suggest they are linked. The actor was never called in connection to her death. We will be checking his call records and also find out what his state of mind was in the last days leading up to his death, said an officer. The monsoon has covered a significant part of West and Central India, but its progress will be slower this week, the India Meteorological Department said on Sunday. The monsoon has advanced into the remaining parts of Central Arabian Sea, some parts of Northeast Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, remaining parts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, some parts of Madhya Pradesh, most parts of Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand, and some more parts of Bihar, the IMD said in a statement. Conditions are becoming favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh, remaining parts of Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Bihar, and some parts of East Uttar Pradesh during the next 48 hours, the IMD said. Thereafter, the progress will be slow for a week, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said. The low-pressure area that helped in the progress of monsoon last week is weakening, so the progress of the monsoon will be slow for a week, Mohapatra said. However, another low-pressure area is likely to form over the Bay of Bengal next week, which will help in the progress of monsoon, Mohapatra added. A low-pressure area is a cyclonic circulation that helps in the progression of monsoon. Fairly widespread to widespread rainfall is very likely to continue over Maharashtra, Gujarat, most parts of central and east India during the next 4 to 5 days, with isolated heavy to very heavy falls over Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, the IMD said. Isolated heavy rains over south Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Marathwada are likely during the next 2 to 3 days, the IMD statement added. According to IMD data, the country as a whole has received 31% more rainfall so far. Of the 4 meteorological divisions, the South Peninsula has received 20% more rainfall, Central India has 94% more precipitation, and Northwest India has 19% more rainfall. The East and Northeast India has received rainfall 4% less than normal. The monsoon is likely to be normal, the IMD had said in the second long-range forecast earlier this month. UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak on Sunday spoke out about the racist abuse he faced as a child growing up in Britain, but stressed that the country has made enormous progress over time. The Indian origin finance minister, who was born in the UK, revealed that the abuse felt far worse when it occurred in the presence of his younger siblings, as he was asked to comment on another set of far-right and anti-racism protests in London over the weekend. "It's the sort of thing that's happening on your own. It is difficult enough, but when I had my younger brother and sister with me at the time, it was particularly upsetting. I wanted to protect them from it," he told Sky News when asked about his experience of racist abuse. "They may just be words, but they sting in a way that other things don't. There is something about that that cuts to your core," he said. The minister stressed that violent clashes of the kind seen during some protests in London on Saturday were both shocking and disgusting, and those responsible should face tough legal consequences. He said, "This has always been an open and tolerant country, and what we saw yesterday was not that. There will always be a small minority who maintain prejudice and indeed are racist, but that is not overall the description I would ascribe to our country. I think there's been enormous progress that our country and our society has made. If I think back to the time when my grandparents first arrived when I was growing up." Sunak, who's leading the UK's economic response to the present crisis, went on to encourage people to support the reopening of the country's high streets from Monday. The minister indicated that the government was reviewing the current 2-metre social distance norm in order to assist businesses further. "People need to have the confidence that it is safe, and I can give that assurance," he said, in reference to the next phase of the easing of the UK's lockdown from Monday. "The PM has put in place a comprehensive review of the 2-metre rule. We keep everything under review. I can very much understand the positive impact it will have on businesses in being able to open," he said. And after voicing support for Woody Allen and criticising the cancel culture, Spike Lee has apologised for words he said were wrong. In an interview to the New York radio station WOR 710, Lee called Allen a great, great filmmaker. "This cancel thing is not just Woody, and I think that when we look back on it, we are going to see that short of killing somebody, I don't know if you can just erase somebody like they never existed. Woody is a friend of mine," said Lee. "I know he's going through it right now." The following day, Lee tweeted an apology. "My words were wrong," he wrote. "I do not and will not tolerate sexual harassment, assault or violence. Such treatment causes real damage that can't be minimized." Allen has been accused of molesting his daughter, Dylan Farrow, when she was 7 years old in the early 1990s. Allen has long denied the allegation. Earlier this year, he released a memoir through Arcade Publishing after his original publisher, Hatchet Book Group, dropped the book amid widespread criticism. Lee's latest film, the Vietnam War drama The Five Bloods, debuted on Friday on Netflix. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.